This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. 69 degrees and awfully wet in Chapel Hill. Showers and or thunderstorms pretty much all day. We've had some heavy rain in some spots. Our high temperature today, about 80 degrees. Chance of rain is 80%. Tonight, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain. Low tonight around 65. Tomorrow, it'll get a little better. Partly sunny with a slight chance of showers, particularly early in the morning. High tomorrow, about 80 degrees again. Then on Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. Wednesday, nice day. Sunshine with a high of about 80 degrees. Temperatures stuck in the same place for 3 days in a row here, and a lot of rain, particularly today. Despite an outrageously good performance from Tar Heels starting pitcher Hobbs Johnson last night, a three-run home run undid the Tar Heels. They lost a six-inning lead. Carolina instead suffered a 3-2 defeat against Florida Atlantic. Last night at Bochimer Stadium in the NCAA Tournament Regional. This is a regional that the Tar Heels were expected to breeze through. However, all is not lost. Carolina gets another chance to nail it down tonight at 6 o'clock. Carolina versus Florida Atlantic. You can hear it right here on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and streaming live on chapelboro.com. We have the full story coming up in just a few minutes on WCHL Championship Sports. The NAACP's Moral Monday protest returned this evening at 5 o'clock outside the General Assembly Building in Raleigh. State Chapter President William Barber says this will be the biggest rally yet, promising more arrests than ever before. So far, 153 people have been arrested during the previous 4 weeks of protesting, targeting the policies of the Republican-led legislature. Many Chapel Hillians are included in those arrests, many from the faith community. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton will protest tonight. We'll hear him live from Raleigh at 5:06 p.m. at the beginning of the WCHL Evening News with Aaron Keck. And working inside the chamber of the legislature is Verla Insko, the state representative for Orange County. Insko lives right here in Chapel Hill. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with Insko to get her take on the protest and to see if she thought their message is being heard by state leaders.
The demonstrations are growing. I think if it's just Raleigh or just the Triangle, it won't have very much impact.
That's Verla Insko. She's recently voiced her own concerns over the Senate budget, calling for cuts to education and health care. This week, the House begins crafting its budget, which Insko anticipates will be less harsh than the Senate spending plan. But she still warns it will make significant cuts. Insko says to make an impact on state leaders, protesters need to take their efforts to a grassroots level to generate coverage beyond just the Triangle.
If people start busing in from the more rural parts, especially the eastern part of the state where there's so many poor people, then those representatives will begin to listen more closely.
The NAACP last week launched a 25-county tour of North Carolina, spreading the word of their defiance against legislation which they say hurts voting rights, social welfare programs, and education. The tour made a stop in Chapel Hill last Wednesday. About 130 local people turned out from various backgrounds and gathered outside the courthouse on Franklin Street. But there were no arrests, only songs of protest and a speech by state NAACP Vice President Curtis Gatewood. NAACP Chapel Hill Carborough Chapter President Minister Robert Campbell and Vice President Bishop Larry Reed were there, along with Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton and members of the Raging Grannies.
People need to know whether they agree or disagree with the issues. They really do need to be better informed.
Chapel Hillians say they will be at the protest in Raleigh tonight, some as supporters and some planning to be arrested. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Again, Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton will speak with us at 5:06 p.m. on the WCHL Evening News with Aaron Keck. And then we'll get another perspective tomorrow on the WCHL Morning News. Mark Dorison, Orange County Commissioner and Civil Rights Lawyer, will be calling in to give his take on all the protests. Another kind of protest yesterday, the 100th anniversary of the controversial monument known as Silent Sam was Sunday, and North Carolina NAACP President Reverend William Barber joined the Real Silent Sam Committee to speak out against what they say the statue represents. The program took place at 4 in the afternoon at the foot of the monument on UNC's campus and falling on the eve of the 5th NAACP Moral Monday protest. The Real Silent Sam Committee has campaigned over the past couple of years to replace the current plaque with one that tells details what they call the true history of the Confederate soldier. The committee says the Confederate monument, unveiled June 2, 1913, celebrates a time of white supremacy and Jim Crow laws. Barber said in a statement, "To have a Confederate soldier at the gateway of our flagship university represents a vestige of the Old South that must be put to rest forever." A stipulation seeking to end teacher tenure found new life in the state Senate's recently released $20.6 billion budget. Here's Jeffrey Nash, Executive Director of Community Relations for the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System.
Another smackdown on the whole idea of teaching as a profession. And also, you know, we run the risk of losing good teachers, maybe who feel like once they don't have tenure, they might want to pursue other careers as well.
Teachers currently are eligible for tenure after 4 years of consecutive contract renewal, giving them a career status. Teachers' contracts are not reevaluated after they get tenure, and they also have the right to a hearing before being fired, also known as due process. Due process means it can take months to remove a teacher. The legislation known as Bill 361 in the Senate was a focus of Senate Education Chair Jerry Tillman, Republican from Randolph County, along with Senate President Pro Tem Bill Phil Berger. The House already passed its own bipartisan tenure reform that proposes to alter career status for teachers, but does not entirely remove termination protection. Still, Nash says Chapel Hill Carborough City School System relies heavily on recruiting teachers outside of North Carolina, and offering tenure is a big part of being able to enlist top teachers.
We're competing against Virginia, South Carolina, Georgia, other parts of the country to get teachers from Wisconsin, Ohio, and New York and Pennsylvania, and these places where tenure probably is even stronger, to come down and say that there's not going to be tenure for you here when you get here. That's not going to make them want to come to North Carolina.
This provision is just one of many that educators have said is threatening the whole education system in North Carolina. Other reforms currently moving through the legislature right now are seeking to eliminate salary bonuses for teachers with master's degrees and boost funding for private school tuition vouchers. Some argue that this will deplete money allotted to public schools.
It's going to make recruiting harder, and recruiting is a big deal in North Carolina. If we had more teachers coming out from our state, that might make it easier, or if we weren't growing at the rate that North Carolina grows, that might make it easier. But growing the way we are, even through the tough times, we still depend on getting those teachers from out of state.
Nash hopes for the provision to be dropped from the final budget. The House of Representatives is now debating its version of the spending plan. Though the majority of talk this budget season is focused on funding for the schools, some Orange County residents say Orange County has other priorities that also need to be addressed. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
While many are focused on next year's school budget, members of Orange County Voice are looking ahead to the county's long-term building plans. At a public hearing last week, Orange County Voice President Bonnie Hauser asked the board to rethink the list of projects in the county's $172 million five-year capital investment plan.
We fear that the county is too focused on new buildings, new campuses, and new facilities, and there's not enough attention on the quality and effectiveness of services.
She critiqued both the $6.5 million expansion of the Southern Human Services Center planned for 2016, as well as next year's $1.5 million renovation to the Witted Building, provide a permanent meeting space for local governments.
We're hearing way too much from architects and designers and not enough from the major stakeholders and experts on the ground, including the professionals, the agencies, the schools, and the everyday users of the county services. We asked you to change the way the county plans for our future and make service, not buildings, a priority.
Mary Lee McTighe argued in favor of more cooperation between the Chapel Hill and Orange County library systems before the county invests $7 million to build a library just a few miles away from Chapel Hills.
So the question needs to be asked, should we make significant investments in library facilities just because it's been difficult to work with Chapel Hill? And what about the rural residents' need for library services, many of whom travel over 15 miles to get to a library? How will their needs be met, and where will the money come from?
In both cases, Orange County Voice members asked the board to consider creating stakeholder work groups to assess community needs before committing funding to the projects. The board also heard from those seeking funding for a variety of nonprofits. Northside resident Keith Edwards said Habitat for Humanity's Brush with Kindness program has been valuable in her neighborhood. Volunteers helped repair her house in May.
The experience was amazing. I know sooner or later I'm going to just break down in tears of joy because I've been asking God, why me? I had a choice of getting dental work done or fixing my house. I chose the dental work, didn't know how I was going to fix my house. And God bless me with a brush of kindness.
Representatives from the Carver Arts Center and the Marion Cheeks Jackson Center also made their case for funding to support children's programming and neighborhood preservation. Commissioners will continue budget deliberations at a work session on Thursday. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A report on tonight's Chapel Hill Town Council get-together coming up next. It is 8:15, 15 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at carolinainn.com. And on Fridays to end your week, celebration style, it is Fridays on the Front Porch at the Carolina Inn. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rachel Nash.
On this rainy Monday morning commute, looks like there's a little bit of slow up on eastbound 40 near the 54 exit, so watch out for that. And then also on the Durham Freeway northbound, there's a little bit of tie up, so be on alert. And if you see anything else through your morning commute, you can call me in the newsroom at 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
Well, thanks so much. And we'll talk to you again in about a half an hour unless something out of the ordinary happens.
Sounds great.
All right. Rachel Nash in the newsroom all morning long, working hard on a variety of things. Your Chapel Hill Carburetor weather brought to you by Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. From major repairs to simple oil changes for imports, domestics, and hybrids, with four convenient locations in Chapel Hill Carburetor and also in Durham. Chapel Hill Tire. It is 71 degrees in Chapel Hill. Thunderstorms, showers. High today about 80 degrees. It's the proverbial rainy day so far in Chapel Hill. We have an 80% chance of rain happening all day. Tonight, cloudy with scattered thunderstorms. Probably just showers. Low tonight in the middle 60s. 50-50 chance of rain. Don't know how that will affect the baseball game planned for tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll keep a very close eye on it. Tuesday, partly sunny. A slight chance of showers in the morning. Chance of rain only 20% tomorrow, though, so much better. High tomorrow, about 80 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 58. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high once again, up about 80 degrees. That's your forecast. Not great, but hang in there. And if you haven't left home yet, take along a hat or an umbrella or a raincoat.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:18, 18 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. The Chapel Hill Town Council will talk transit at a work session coming up tonight. The Chapel Hill Transit System faces a cut in state funding of nearly $900,000 next year, due in part to service cuts made during the past two budget cycles. To balance the budget, Town Manager Roger Stansel has been recommending a 2-cent property tax rate increase, with 1 cent's worth to be earmarked for the transit fund. In addition to state and federal grants, Chapel Hill Transit is jointly funded by Carborough, Chapel Hill, and UNC, with the university contributing about 60% of the local money. The council will discuss the transit budget tonight at 6 o'clock in the meeting room at the Chapel Hill Public Library. UNC's Carolina North project is one step closer to being completed now that a generator has been installed at the site to convert landfill methane gas into electricity. Here is UNC's Director of Energy Service, Phil Barner.
This is kind of a partnership with Orange County. Methane is a big greenhouse gas, and it has some value if there's enough of it to put in an engine and make electricity. We did a feasibility analysis and looked like it was a project that had some promise.
The project will use leftover methane gas from the Orange County landfill, which is set to close June 30th. This undertaking is part of a larger plan to eliminate UNC's carbon footprint over the next several decades. Now, in order to obtain the gas, Barner says his team used a process involving wells.
We put in a system of wells in both the north and the south landfill, and basically sucked it out of the wells with some blowers. And we cleaned it up in the sense of dropping all the moisture out of it. We can flare the gas that we don't use.
Orange County Solid Waste Management Director Gail Wilson tells WCHL this project will be particularly useful once Carolina North's buildings are actually built.
At some point in the future, whenever there is a building constructed on the Horace Williams track, then that the power will be used to power the facilities there.
For now, the electricity is being sold to Duke Energy. Upon its completion, the Carolina North project will span over 250 acres near the Horace Williams Airport site, 2 miles away from UNC's main campus. It's slated to be used for both academic and research purposes. Barner says the generator portion of the project will cost between $1 and $3 million. Chancellor Holden Thorpe has a few things to say about affordability of a college education in North Carolina. That story coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. UNC will celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Carolina Blood Drive tomorrow, and the goal is to collect 1,000 units of blood. It's the biggest blood drive on the East Coast. Blood drive will be held from 7 in the morning until 6 p.m. at the Dean Smith Center. Patty Thorpe, wife of UNC's outgoing Chancellor Holden Thorpe, has been a big supporter of the blood drive, and she'll be joined by other Tar Heel celebrities, including former Chancellor Paul Hardin, who started the blood drive years ago. She'll be joined by Tar Heels, including UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham, Executive Vice Chancellor and Provost Bruce Carney, former voice of the Tar Heels Woody Durham will be there, and Eric Montross and many others. Everyone who donates blood will receive a Carolina Blood Drive t-shirt. In 24 years, the Carolina Blood Drive has collected 21,786 units of blood, impacting three times that many lives. For information on how to make an appointment, check out the article on our website, chapelboro.com. WRAL is reporting one of two men convicted in the 2008 death of former UNC student body president Eve Carson will be resentenced sometime today. Lawrence Lovett Jr., 22 years old now, was initially sentenced December 20th, 2011, to life in prison without possibility of parole after being convicted of first-degree murder, first-degree kidnapping, and first-degree armed robbery in Carson's shooting death 5 years ago. He was 17 at the time of the crime. WCHL News Time, 8:22, 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Harrington Bank. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Well, it didn't turn out too well last night for Carolina's baseball team. Tar Heels have been predicted by many to sweep through this regional tournament in Chapel Hill. It didn't happen. They lost last night 3-2 against Florida Atlantic at Bochimer Stadium in the NCAA Tournament Regional. A great performance by Tar Heels starting pitcher Hobbs Johnson, who threw six innings to not allow a single base hit. He struck out 11 straight and was relieved by Trevor Kelly in the seventh, however. Shortly after Johnson's night ended, Florida Atlantic's Ricky Santiago scored the home run that would ultimately put the game away. UNC pitching coach Scott Forbes says this loss boiled down to bad luck for Carolina.
It was just one pitch. That's a good offensive club. Held them to three runs. We should have won, but on the reverse side of that, felt like it should have been 2-0.
Tar Heels had a dozen hits last night compared to just three for the Owls, but UNC struggled all night to get those runners off base and bring them home. They left 15 runners stranded. Tar Heels jumped out to an early 1-0 lead in the first inning, but that was all the offense they could manage until the top of the fifth when Sky Bolt hit a one-out double. Cody Stubbs then had a single to put runners on the corners. That's when Michael Russell stepped up to the plate for the chance to add to a Tar Heel lead.
Fly ball into center field. Pittman has it. Here comes Bolt. Here comes the throw. Sky slides. Safe. 2-0 Carolina on the sack fly from Michael Russell that scores Sky Bolt.
With the bases loaded in top of the sixth, Colin Moran was due up for the Tar Heels, but a 1-2-3 Owl double play kept them from putting additional runs on the scoreboard. Florida Atlantic threatened in the bottom of the inning after a Tar Heel error and a couple of walks managed to load the bases for the Owls. With two outs, Florida Atlantic's Tyler Rockling stepped up to the plate for the chance to turn the tide, but would ultimately fly out. In the bottom of the seventh, Johnson was removed from the game despite his impressive performance all night long after a five-pitch walk to start the inning. Three at-bats later, Ricky Santiago came up to the plate and hit a three-run homer to put the Owls up by a 3-2 score.
Kelly's 1-1 pitch. Pulled into left field, and it's deep. Holberton's back at the track. Reaches up, and Florida Atlantic has a 3-2 lead.
That home run was Florida Atlantic's first base hit of the ball game. It was Santiago's fifth home run of the season. It was the last offense either team could manage for the rest of the game. Forbes says his team had no excuse for getting on base so much without being able to get those runners across the plate.
Our big guys didn't come through today. I mean, and they have to in the postseason. There's no doubt in my mind that the same guys will be up there in the same situation. They'll come through tomorrow. We've got a lot of guys ready to rock and roll, and our hitters will be ready to rock and roll. We need to score runs, and hope if we have to hold them to zero, we'll try to hold them to zero.
As UNC pitching coach Scott Forbes, again, a lot of frustration with Carolina not being able to nail it down last night. They will get another chance. There's a rematch tonight at 6 o'clock. Tar Heels are now 54-9 overall, still the overall number one seed in the entire NCAA tournament. The two teams will face off again today, 6 p.m., with the winner earning the right to advance to the NCAA Super Regional. The losing season will be all over. Chris Munnelly is set to go on the mound for Carolina this evening. Again, game time 6 o'clock. You can hear it right here on 97.9 FM WCHL and streaming live on chapelboro.com. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
If the Heat are to repeat, LeBron James will have to win Game 7 by himself. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. It's clear that the Miami Heat's dynasty is crumbling, or at least in need of a major overhaul, whether or not they win a second straight NBA title. Tonight's Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals has every element you can imagine. The planet's greatest player with a spotless record in do-or-die games, plus some off-the-court controversy concerning homophobic remarks made by the Pacers' Roy Hibbert. They will decide it in Miami, where the Heat are tough to beat, and James is undefeated and has averaged 34 points over his career in Game 7s. But Miami's Big Three hasn't even lasted as long as the Boston Celtics' Big Three of Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, and Paul Pierce, which won the NBA championship and should have won a second. At least they stayed together and were contenders for longer than Miami has. Clearly, the Heat will be broken up to replace worn-out second banana Dwayne Wade and unproductive big man Chris Bosh. James is carrying the team, and he may be good enough to beat the taller and tougher Pacers and get them to another NBA Finals. But the height advantage Indiana has established, and his awful remarks notwithstanding, Roy Hibbert has become the key player in the series. Miami knows it can't score inside on the Pacers and must play tremendous defense to force them away from the basket. That and another great Game 7 by James are the only way the Heat move on. Hibbert's comments to controversy and $75,000 fine from the NBA have overshadowed Miami's internal mess. Despite scoring only 10 points in Game 6, D. Wade clearly criticized the Heat's reliance on LeBron by saying the team has to find ways to get more production from him and Bosch. Yet the other two have not been producing when they do get the chance. With their spiked-haired, tattooed birdman, Chris Anderson from Tiny Blinn College, and Udonis Haslam fighting relentlessly, the Heat still can't compete inside with the 7-2 Hibbert and Paul George dominating the paint. ABC and probably the NBA are dreading an Indiana-San Antonio championship series because the interest in ratings will plummet. But I swear the Pacers are going to pull it off unless the King matches his Game 7 heroics and inspires enough help on defense. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
This month we're celebrating dads and grads at Great Outdoor Provision Company. We can help you find just the right gift that lets that special person know how much you appreciate them. Father's Day is right around the corner, so why not surprise dad with a fly fishing rod from Great Outdoor Provision Company? Stop by to see us for the largest selection of fly fishing equipment in the Southeast and find something that dad will really like. Or what about that graduate who's expecting a gift from you? We promise that they will love the wide mouth Hydro Flask bottle, now with the new Hydro Flip Lid. Come see us at Eastgate or online at Great Outdoor Provision.
You know, getting older isn't easy. Chronic pain, balance issues, driving after dark. These are the challenges seniors face every day. At Home Instead Senior Care, we understand these battles and why they're so important to you. We're not babysitters or maids, nurses or taxi drivers. We are caregivers, dedicated to helping you maintain your independence. At Home Instead Senior Care, we know the battles you're facing. Call us at 919-933-3300. And find out why at Home Instead Senior Care, to us, it's personal.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com and through social media. Want a best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Carborough Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carborough, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carborough Family Medicine. Find them on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. It is 72 degrees in Chapel Hill. Thunderstorms, showers likely today. 80% chance of rain. High today about 80. Tonight, cloudy with scattered rain. Maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms. Low tonight around 65. 50-50 chance of rain tonight. And then tomorrow, we'll look at it partly sunny with a slight chance of showers in the morning, particularly. High tomorrow about 80 degrees. Only a 20% chance of rain tomorrow, though. So it will get a little bit better. But not a great day today.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
I'm Dave Barrett. North of L.A., about 3,000 residents have been told to evacuate because of wildfire danger.
I've been up here almost 30 years. This ain't my first fire, but this one is the worst that I've seen.
At Lake Hughes, correspondent Teresa Garcia.
The evacuees are being told they may have to wait up to 48 hours before returning home. Now, the hope out here is that this powerhouse fire could lose some of its power in the next 48 hours, and that's because the gusty, erratic winds are forecast to decrease. The humidity is expected to rise. All of this could help in the battle to get control.
In New England, storms included 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts. National Weather Service's Eric Schwibbs.
Some of the storms did become severe with large hail, damaging winds, and there may have actually been one or two tornadoes up in western Maine in the mountains.
30,000 customers have lost their lights. In South Carolina's Anderson County, tornado touchdown.
Come outside and we saw that all the tin off the roof was just curled. Just amazing. And it happened, what, 10 seconds?
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL, 72 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today of about 80 degrees. Chance of rain is 80% all day. We have had some heavy rain this morning, and it looks like it's going to continue to rain much of the day. Our top news story today, actually a sports story. The Carolina baseball team, overall NCAA tournament number one seed, lost last night at the hands of Florida Atlantic. And Tar Heel pitcher Hobbs Johnson went six innings without allowing a base hit. He was pulled in the seventh after a five-pitch walk, and then things went downhill for Carolina. There was a three-run homer that ended up giving Florida Atlantic a 3-2 lead. That lead held up. Carolina pitching coach Scott Forbes says the defeat boiled down to just bad luck for Carolina.
It was just one pitch. That's a good offensive club. Held them to three runs. We should have won, but on the reverse side of that, felt like it should have been 2-0.
When he says Carolina should have won, he's not kidding. The Tar Heels had 12 base hits compared to just 3 for Florida Atlantic. But UNC struggled all night, leaving base runners on. 15 men left on base last night. Tar Heels get another chance to complete this tournament win tonight, 6 o'clock. The teams will have a rematch. The 54-9 Tar Heels will start it off at 6 p.m., with the winner earning the right to advance to the NCAA Super Regional. The loser's season will be all over. Chris Munnelly will go on the mound for Carolina this evening. 6 o'clock, first pitch will be thrown. We will have it for you right here on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and streaming live on chapelboro.com. Now, it's not known how the weather will affect tonight's game. We'll just have to wait and see. The NAACP's Moral Monday protest returned this evening at 5 p.m. outside the General Assembly Building in Raleigh. State Chapter President William Barber says this will be the biggest rally yet. He promises more arrests than ever before and a bigger crowd than ever before. So far, there have been 153 people arrested during the previous 4 weeks. Targeting the policies of the Republican-led legislature, many Chapel Hill Carborough residents are included in those arrested. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton will be protesting tonight. We'll have him on live from Raleigh at 5:06 p.m. at the beginning of the WCHL Evening News with Aaron Keck. And working inside the chamber of the legislature this week is Verla Insko, the state representative for Orange County. Insko lives right here in Chapel Hill. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with Insko to get her take on the protest and to see if she thinks their message is being heard by state leaders.
The demonstrations are growing. I think if it's just Raleigh or just the Triangle, it won't have very much impact.
That's Verla Insko. She's recently voiced her own concerns over the Senate budget, calling for cuts to education and health care. This week, the House begins crafting its budget, which Insko anticipates will be less harsh than the Senate spending plan. But she still warns it will make significant cuts. Insko says to make an impact on state leaders, protesters need to take their efforts to a grassroots level to generate coverage beyond just the triangle.
If people start busing in from the more rural parts, especially the eastern part of the state where there's so many poor people, then those representatives will begin to listen more closely.
The NAACP last week launched a 25-county tour of North Carolina, spreading the word of their defiance against legislation which they say hurts voting rights, social welfare programs, and education. The tour made a stop in Chapel Hill last Wednesday. About 130 local people turned out from various backgrounds and gathered outside the courthouse on Franklin Street. But there were no arrests, only songs of protest and a speech by state NAACP Vice President Curtis Gatewood. NAACP Chapel Hill Carrboro Chapter President Minister Robert Campbell and Vice President Bishop Larry Reed were there, along with Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton and members of the Raging Grannies.
People need to know whether they agree or disagree with the issue, they really do need to be better informed.
Chapel Hillians say they will be at the protest in Raleigh tonight, some as supporters and some planning to be arrested. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
They're turning out in big numbers at the General Assembly Building in Raleigh, and a big crowd expected tonight. Again, the weather might affect that crowd. Again, today at 5:06 p.m., right at the beginning of the WCHL Evening News with Aaron Keck, he will speak with Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton live from Raleigh. He will be there at the protest. And then tomorrow morning on WCHL, we'll get another perspective from Mark Dorison, former Carrboro Alderman, now a member of the Orange County Commissioners and a civil rights lawyer. He'll be calling us to give us his take on the protests tomorrow morning. The majority of talk this budget season is focused on funding for our schools. Some residents of Orange County say the county has other priorities that also need to be addressed. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
While many are focused on next year's school budget, members of Orange County Voice are looking ahead to the county's long-term building plans. At a public hearing last week, Orange County Voice President Bonnie Hauser asked the board to rethink the list of projects in the county's $172 million five-year capital investment plan.
We fear that the county is too focused on new buildings, new campuses, and new facilities, and there's not enough attention on the quality and effectiveness of services.
She critiqued both the $6.5 million expansion of the Southern Human Services Center planned for 2016, as well as next year's $1.5 million renovation to the Witted Building, provide a permanent meeting space for local governments.
We're hearing way too much from architects and designers and not enough from the major stakeholders and experts on the ground, including the professionals, the agencies, the schools, and the everyday users of the county services. We ask you to change the way the county plans for our future and make service, not buildings, a priority.
Mary Lee McTighe argued in favor of more cooperation between the Chapel Hill and Orange County library systems before the county invests $7 million to build a library just a few miles away from Chapel Hills.
So the question needs to be asked, should we make significant investments in library facilities just because it's been difficult to work with Chapel Hill? And what about the rural residents' need for library services, many of whom travel over 15 miles to get to a library? How will their needs be met, and where will the money come from?
In both cases, Orange County Voice members asked the board to consider creating stakeholder work groups to assess community needs before committing funding to the projects. The board also heard from those seeking funding for a variety of nonprofits. Northside resident Keith Edwards said Habitat for Humanity's Brush with Kindness program has proved invaluable in her neighborhood. Volunteers helped repair her house in May.
The experience was amazing. I know sooner or later I'm going to just break down in tears of joy because I've been asking God, why me? I had a choice of getting dental work done or fixing my house. I chose the dental work, didn't know how I was going to fix my house. And God bless me with a brush of kindness.
Representatives from the Carver Arts Center and the Marion Cheeks Jackson Center also made their case for funding to support children's programming and neighborhood preservation. Commissioners will continue budget deliberations at a work session on Thursday. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Town Council will talk transit at a work session scheduled for tonight. The Chapel Hill Transit System faces a cut in state funding of nearly $900,000 next year, due in part to service cuts made during the past two budget cycles. To balance the budget, Town Manager Roger Stansel has recommended a 2-cent property tax rate increase, with 1 cent's worth to be earmarked for the transit fund. In addition to state and federal grants, Chapel Hill Transit is jointly funded by the towns of Carrboro and Chapel Hill and UNC, with the university contributing nearly 60% of the local money. The council will discuss the transit budget tonight at 6 o'clock in the meeting room at the Chapel Hill Public Library. In his final weeks before leaving office, UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe is speaking out about the lingering problems surrounding college affordability and the importance of keeping a college education accessible to deserving students as the General Assembly discusses possible major cuts to university programs. During last week's meeting of the Chapel Hill Friends of the Downtown, Chancellor Thorpe said many high-achieving students, particularly those living outside of urban settings, don't know all of the opportunities available to them.
There are lots and lots of folks in rural areas who are valedictorians and have 1500s on their SAT who are going to their local community college or the local regional public university because that's the only one that they've heard of.
Thorpe adds that tuition costs is one of the major culprits behind keeping these students out of top-notch universities.
And a lot of these kids could go to Harvard and MIT and WashU for free, but they don't realize that. And one of the reasons why they don't think that that's possible is that they hear this thing that it costs $50,000 or $60,000 a year to go to these schools.
And Chancellor Thorpe adds that for Carolina specifically, certain students might even be able to attend at no cost, but they might not be aware of the opportunity.
If they know that Carolina is only going to cost $20,000 a year, then they're more likely to think that they're going to be able to come here. And then after they apply, they get this letter back from us that says they're not going to pay anything. But a lot of them don't know that.
Thorpe's remarks come on the heels of a heated demonstration about college affordability in North Carolina. Early this month, five students, including two from Carolina, were arrested after protesting outside the legislative building against Republican Governor Pat McCrory's proposed budget early in May, I should say. If his version of the budget takes effect, the UNC system will see $140 in cuts, including fewer dollars invested in financial aid, along with rising tuition costs. Don't forget, tomorrow, a big blood drive, UNC. It is the 25th anniversary of the Carolina Blood Drive. It will be held from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. at the Dean Smith Center. They're looking for 1,000 units of blood, and we hope that you can go there. If you'd like more information about making an appointment or just about the blood drive in particular, check out the article on our website at chapelboro.com. News around town this morning. The town of Hillsboro has closed Kings Highway Park along the Eno River to allow contractors to repair the dam at Lake Ben Johnson. Work is expected to last until November. In the meantime, Hillsboro officials are asking people not to visit that particular park. WCHL Newstown, 842, 18 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Wes Hare has today's commentary, and it's about Moral Mondays. That's on the way next, followed by What You're Saying on the Street.
Hi, this is Jim Manor. No, I'm not a basketball player. I'm a physician at Carrboro Family Medicine. Come this June, I will have been taking care of patients from Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and the surrounding communities for 30 years. Just like basketball, we believe in a team approach at Carrboro Family Medicine, and you are part of the team. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, come join us at Carrboro Family Medicine. You will find us on the web at CarrboroFamilyMedicine.net. And thank you to all our patients who have made this such a great 30 years.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
2 years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.
It is 8:44, 16 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. You have one more opportunity to vote for our Mother's Day photo contest. We have lots of great pictures from everyone during the contest, and now it's time for everybody to check them out. Vote for your favorite. Voting ends tonight at midnight. The winning photo will be decided by votes. The picture with the most votes will get an amazing prize package valued at $500. That includes $250 in cash, $100 in credit to ourlocaldeal.com and $150 more in local restaurant gift cards. So visit chapelboro.com today. Click on the Mother's Day photo contest link and vote. Again, today is your last chance. Voting ends at midnight tonight. Now, let's check traffic before we go to today's commentary. Rachel Nash is here to tell you what's going on this morning. Rachel, what do you have for us?
Well, it's rainy out there this morning, and there are a few slow ups to watch out for. Eastbound 40 near the 54 exit is showing a little bit of slow up, and then over on the Durham Freeway northbound, it looks like there's some tie-ups as well. Now, if you see anything else throughout your morning commute, you can call me in the newsroom at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, especially since it's raining out there, we ask that you do it safely.
All right. Thank you so much for your reporting on traffic, but also all the other stuff you've been doing all morning. Rand Northam's still on his honeymoon. And
he's living it up, and I bet it's not raining where he is.
I bet it's not. I bet the sun is shining and everything is copacetic. So, at any rate, it's a rainy day here in Chapel Hill, that's for sure.
Live it up, Rand. Live it up.
Hey, have a good day.
Thank you.
And now your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast brought to you this morning by Elmo's Diner. Voted best breakfast and best kid-friendly by the Indy, chapelboro.com, and Chapel Hill Magazine. Elmo's Diner, Carmel Mall in Carborough. It is 73 degrees in Chapel Hill. Thunderstorms possible today. 80% chance of showers all day. High today about 80. Tonight cloudy with scattered showers, maybe thunderstorms. Low tonight about 65. Still a 50% chance of rain tonight and overnight. Tomorrow, a nicer day. Partly sunny, slight chance of showers. High about 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high around 80. Wednesday night, more clouds coming back with the slight chance of rain and the low in the low 60s. And then a chance of rain on Thursday night, and Friday, and in fact, all the way through the weekend, a chance of rain. So, not great today, probably the rainiest day of all. 8:47, 13 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. Are you paying attention to the Moral Mondays? In less than 4 Mondays, 158 folk have been arrested for trying to trespass on the People's House, as NAACP's prophetic and powerful leader, the Reverend Dr. William Barber, says. I bet you all know and appreciate some of these arrestees. They come from places of worship, educational institutions, health facilities, community services, unions, and the streets. Reverend Barber says what the North Carolina legislature is doing is unconstitutional, uncivil, unjust, and undemocratic. I agree. When taxes are cut for the wealthy and raised for the low-income folk, with the death penalty likely reinstated and racial justice efforts curtailed, when unemployment support is reduced with a still high unemployment rate, when undocumented folk who come here as babies are still at risk, when the uncertainties of fracking are ignored, when health care for many is left to emergency rooms at health care facilities, when corporate support seems to prevail over care for humanity, what will we do? Start a movement. This is a war on the poor by Governor McCrory and the leadership in the North Carolina legislature. I'm reminded of Mississippi years ago when folk claimed the mascot of that state was a crayfish, which progresses by moving backward. Is that what NC is backing into? I prefer the bright red cardinal. Come on, y'all. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street. Presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Ann Brenner. Big changes are being planned for University Square, and during last week's Chapel Hill Friends of the Downtown meeting, President Pat Evans detailed some of the changes that will be happening in the coming months and years, including certain modifications that are already underway. We hit the streets of Chapel Hill and Carborough to find out, do you plan on shopping at the new University Square?
Erin Munson, Carborough. Sure. I shop there already, so.
Chelsea Gadbout, and I live in Chapel Hill.
Probably. I just moved here, so I'm not really familiar with
all of that.
Tom Hartwell. I live about two blocks from University Square, so I'm fairly close, and I do a fair bit of shopping there just for low-key necessities, groceries, things like that. Ken's Quickie Mart. Well, Ken's moving out. I think he'll be gone in December. I don't know if he has plans to open up anywhere else or move back in. I know that one thing that's going to change there is that they'll be looking for more, and they've said this, they're going to be looking for a more upscale shopping experience, so that might cut out some of the places that are there right now.
My name is Brian Sarter, and I live in Chapel Hill. Yes, I believe I will. Well, of course, it depends on what shops are there. I'm not a really big shopper myself, but I walk a lot up and down Franklin Street, and so I figured there'd probably be something there for me.
Do you plan on shopping at the new University Square?
My name is Valdez Ladd. I live in Carrboro. I'll have to see what stores are there. Right now, I'm not really sure what they have.
Nick Enderman. I live in Carrboro. I mean, I guess it totally depends on what's there, shop-wise.
Galen Starnes. Carrboro right now? No. Because I don't like corporate fascism going on in a small town that caters to college students and is run by outside money. We have a Waffle House now on Franklin Street. That's an oddity in itself. That's what Chapel Hill's turning into, and that traffic comes through this small town and just begets everything that, you know, we're kind of trying to be against. But if you let me know what kind of shops are going to be in the store, maybe I will, if they're locally run and locally owned.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
You fell in love with her on your first date. That dinner at the Greek restaurant that lasted for 3 hours. Your waiter could tell something special was happening. He kept smiling, bringing you water and coffee long after your plates had been cleared. And at the end of those 3 hours, well, this was way different from anything you'd ever felt before. She was different. At night's end, you wondered if she was the one for you. Today you know she is, and you realize that she's yours for the asking. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. When you are ready to ask her to share forever with you, come see us. We have the rings, from classics to contemporary, vintage to custom. We have the diamonds, from round to princess to cushion cut. And we will take the time you need to help you find the ring that is perfect for the asking. And then it's on to the moment that you have been imagining, and so has she. Grimble Jewelers, she's yours for the asking. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Elliott and Franklin.
WCHL sat down with Mariana Fiorentina, Tom Wiltberger, and Kara Pittman, owners of Terra Nova Global Properties.
Our brokers are full-time and experienced. We're local with a deep commitment to this community.
We're results-driven for both sellers and buyers.
We don't want you to worry about anything, so we handle every detail. Before we list,
we fix,
feng shui,
and stage your home.
We'll get your home sold.
Stress-free.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
At Elmo's Diner, our customers are friends and neighbors, and we put you first. We pride ourselves on serving fresh, delicious food like you'd make at home if you had the time. We don't use mixes or instant meals. Our pancakes are made from scratch, and all our desserts are baked in our kitchen. Our soups are homemade, and we slow roast our turkey and roast beef. We serve nothing with MSG, and our fries are cooked in 100% canola oil. Our goal is to provide service and food that's not only good, but outstanding. Come back to see us at Elmo's Diner in Carmel Mall, or come for the first time.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning, it is 8:54, 6 minutes away from 9 o'clock at WCHL. Do you remember the word of the day? Not Wayne Pond's word today, but it came from Rachel Nash. Good word, starts with a G, and I have never heard it before. If you will call me and tell me the word, spell it correctly, and give me the proper definition, then I will give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL. That is 919-929-9245.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Walter Holt is today's WCHL hometown hero.
You know, I've been here at school, except for a year in Illinois. I've been in Chapel Hill back since probably about 83.
You probably know Walter Holt. He's in the commercial real estate USA business, and a lot of what he does is behind the scenes.
A lot of what I've done with the Building Owners and Managers Association, or BOMA, it really doesn't get seen because it's behind-the-scene advocacy and education for the commercial real estate industry. And a lot of the legislation that benefits owners and landlords now is a result of BOMA, and I've kind of gravitated toward the education part of it. I was not a great student in Carolina. I had a great time, but I get such a thrill teaching people about the real estate industry and getting them a professional designation. I've got a 94% passing rate, which I'm very proud of. And, you know, I've been teaching since 1999. I've really enjoyed doing that.
Walter has served in a lot of capacities during football games at Keenan Stadium.
I've done everything in that stadium from a games operation perspective, managed gates. I've worked with high school football. It gives me a chance to see friends and see the game. What else are you going to do on Saturday but go to the largest community in town?
And teaching his real estate courses at Durham Tech, Walter has become very involved in something called the Gloria Drew Scholarship.
Gloria Drew was a longtime Durham Tech adult education lady who helped us get this started back in the mid-90s, and upon her retirement, rather than give her a plaque, I promoted the idea of let's sponsor a scholarship in her name. And for those who don't have the financial means to take one of these courses or their employer might not be able to support them, we will give a scholarship twice a year. As long as you pass the course, we will pay for your education.
Walter Holt has continued to be involved in our community in a lot of ways, at UNC and at the high school level as well.
At Fetzer Field, I primarily run the scoreboard, but I'm kind of a backup PA guy, and then I also do it and have done it for 4 years at Chapel Hill High School as my son played 4 years for the Tigers. I was the sole man in the press box there, spotting, keeping the scoreboard, keeping the timer, and doing the play-by-play.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Exactly.
For several years, Walter coordinated the Chapel Hill Carborough Holiday Parade, and he still has his reindeer hat to prove it. And now, he's about to turn 60.
You act like you feel, and I don't feel 60, and I certainly never have acted my age. You know better than that.
Our thanks to Kirk Willard for the nomination. Congratulations, Walter Holt, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Automall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Automall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Automall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
And congratulations, Walter, and congratulations to Marcy Hatfield, who called in with the word of the day on WCHL. It is Gongoozler. G-O-N-G-O-O-Z-L-E-R. It means a person who idly watches the labors of others while declining to offer assistance or become involved. And it can mean an idle spectator, one who stares for a long time at something. Marcy Hatfield gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thanks so much for all the phone calls.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like ourlocaldeal.com. This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. Rainy all day, 80% chance of rain, maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms. Right now it is 73 degrees in Chapel Hill. Wet pretty much all day long.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community.